summer feeling, that summer feeling, that summer feeling. When there's things to do, not because you gotta. When you run for love, not because you oughta. When you trust your friends with no reason, nada. The joy I've named shall not be tamed. And that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. When the cool of the pond makes you drop down on it, when the smell of the lawn makes you flop down on it, when the teenage car gets the cop down on it, that time is here for one more year. And that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
If you've forgotten what I'm naming, you're gonna long to reclaim it one day. Because that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling.
And if you wait until you're older, a sad resentment will smolder one day. And then that summer feeling's gonna haunt you. And that summer feeling's gonna taunt you. And then that summer feeling is going to hurt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
When even fourth grade starts looking good, which you hated, and first grade's looking good too, overrated, and you boys long for some little girl that you dated. Do you long for her or for the way you were? That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
When the Oldsmobile has got the top down on it, when the catamaran has got the drop down on it, when the flat of the land has got the crop down on it. Some things were good before and some things never were. But that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
Well, when your friends are in town and they've got time for you.
Good morning.
This is Magoobie Radio Hour, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's our last show.
Crap.
Yeah.
We'll sub.
This is That Summer Feeling by Jonathan Richman. Enjoy the sunshine.
It's gonna haunt you. It's gonna taunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. It's gonna haunt you. It's gonna taunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. One more thing. When you're hanging around the park with a water fountain, and there's a little girl with the dirty ankles, cause she's on the swings and all the dust is kicking up, and you remember the ankle locking and the way she flirted with you for all this time. How come? Well, that summer feeling is gonna haunt you.
Summer feeling,
everything for it. You'll throw away heaven for one more thing. Well, when the playground that just was all dirt comes haunting, and that little girl who called you a flirt, memory comes taunting. You pick these things apart, they're not that appealing. You put them together and you'll get this certain feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling,
it's gonna haunt you.
Summer feeling,
it's gonna taunt you.
Summer feeling,
you're gonna want this feeling inside one more time.
As much as I love you, but you may fade, my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love
and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as I love you. But you make a fade, my dog will always come through. All the pay I need comes a-shining through his eyes. I don't need no cold water to make me realize that I love my dog as much as I love you. But you make a fade, my dog will always come through. As much as I love you, but you make a fade, my dog will always come through.
We just heard I Love My Dog by Cat Stevens.
Aww.
I love my dog.
Don't have one.
Shout out Jasper.
Yeah. And before that, you heard Wasted on You by Andy Schoaf, one of the first songs I ever heard on WMFO. So
really?
Another full circle.
Classic.
Right back.
I love Andy Schoaf.
Yeah.
Andy Schoaf reminds me of freshman year. I feel like I listened to him a lot freshman year.
Yeah, well.
Wow, full circle. It all comes full circle.
It all comes full circle. Amazing.
Wow. Should we do ideas or should we hold off?
We can do one. I have a couple.
Okay.
You don't have to do all of them, but you can pick one.
Okay. For anyone just tuning in, we're going to do ideas, which is when me and Noah write down observations and talk about them.
Yeah. Okay. So just pick what sounds most interesting.
EpiPen pocket determinism.
Okay. Probably not relatable to anyone else, but I was considering how much weight I give in deciding what jacket I'm gonna wear that day to where did I leave my EpiPen last. And if the EpiPen has been left in the pocket of the jacket, I'm gonna be wearing that jacket for a while just because the kind of the inertia needed to take it out and pick another jacket is just kind of not there for me.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel similarly about, like, sometimes I'll leave my wallet in a pair of pants.
Yeah. It's like, okay, they're going back on.
Do you have a preferred place to keep your EpiPen?
Well, I feel the most secure about it when it's, like, in my backpack, because then it's like, well, that's
probably in, like, a pencil pouch.
Exactly. In the pencil. Well, you've seen it. So that probably feels best, because otherwise it's a bit of a, like, an object permanence issue, where it's like, if it's in a jacket somewhere, it's like, it maybe doesn't exist, because I'm not sure exactly where the jacket is all the time.
But the backpack is different?
Yeah, I feel like maybe it's, like, the stability of a backpack. You're like, well, that's not going anywhere. It's a whole
it's
backpack.
Staying on me.
Or it's, like, because the pocket is zipped, sometimes when it's in a jacket pocket, it's not a zipper pocket, so it's kind of, like, exposed.
That is dangerous. That's a dangerous game you're playing.
Don't tell my mom. I lost a whole EpiPen because I, like, put it in an unbuttoned jacket pocket, and at some point it fell out.
Shoot.
And so you're supposed to carry around two at all times because they only give you, like, 15 minutes on each one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, I did not know that.
No, it's not, like, a cure. It's, like, you stick it, and then it's, like, you have 15 minutes.
Did you have to do the thing where you, like, practice with the training one?
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
fun.
Really?
Yeah, I think the training one is so fun.
Wait, I always was told that it was really scary.
No.
Because it's, like, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, but it's not like there's a real needle in it. It just kind of goes ka-chunk.
Oh.
Yeah. I was training with a real needle?
I guess, I don't know. When I was little, like, I always heard from people, like, I have to practice. to do my EpiPen homework.
Three sets. 10 reps each. So, that's that idea.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good. It's fruitful. Okay, what are we going to hear next?
What are we going to hear next?
It's yours.
Oh, it's All My Friends. Beautiful song. Buckle up.
You know, I actually was going to put this on the playlist yesterday. I was looking for songs to play, and this came up, and I was like, oh, this is a good song. And then I saw that it was already on. Wow.
Wow. Glad I put it on.
Wow. Enjoy.
curse of this. Covered in dew. Got ice on my road leaf. Bigger than you. It's my bug's life.
Okay, we have something really exciting that's happening.
Something awesome is happening. Maybe.
Let's see if this works. Max, are you there?
Max, are you there?
Can't hear her.
Can't you? Max can't hear you, sorry.
Try again. Is it going?
Say something. No.
No. Well, do you want to have her talk through you?
What if we held the phone up to the microphone?
I mean, we can try that.
We can try that. I hear Caro laughing in the background. Okay, I'm going to try putting you up to the microphone. You might have to talk kind of loud.
No, nothing. You can't... don't remember your radio
training? Sadly.
No, not really.
Max, can you hear her at all?
Like, so faintly, but... Here, wait. Let's... Hang on. To turn you away, to turn you away. Okay, you're on, Max.
Am I on?
You are.
Can you hear her?
Yeah, but to put the mic, yeah.
I can't. I mean, I can only hear Haim.
Oh, you can still only hear Haim?
Okay, can you hear me on air?
Yeah.
You sure? I'm not sure I'm getting her.
I can hear her.
Okay.
What's your idea?
You're on, Max. Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, what's your idea?
Are you able to hear me on air?
Yes. What's your idea?
Oh my gosh. Well, hi Goobies. I'm here in spirit, but not in presence.
So what's your idea?
Yeah. Oh wow. It's there's a lot of lag, but that's okay.
What is your idea?
I'm gonna turn the volume down. I'm so sorry. Okay. So my idea is called the itch factor.
Okay.
So this is when you have some like bodily thing going on. Like say you have you're very itchy at the moment.
Is this related to when you recently had happened? Hives?
This is drawing on me having hives recently. But this can also be applicable to really anything. Like say your foot is injured or something like that, and for about. As long as this infliction lasts, your life is surrounded by, it revolves around whatever bodily thing that you have going on.
Did you already?
So it's like, you...
Did you already do this idea?
I don't think so.
I gotta be honest, it's sounding pretty familiar.
Well, I've talked about my hives before, I think.
Okay.
I think I had a different idea with the hives.
They were so fruitful.
Well, anyways, that's I have a lot to draw on.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry that happened.
That's okay. Okay, I'll let you guys get back to it.
Love you. See you soon.
Bye,
love
Max.
You. I love you, my listeners, too.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Okay.
Okay.
A lot has happened. What did we hear? Great question. We heard I'm a Bug Now by Thomas Flynn.
And then we heard Honey and I by Haim?
Haim? Haim?
We don't know. One battle Haim? After another, she was in it.
Really?
Yeah, she was the girl who gets her bob shot off.
Oh. Cool. And then you heard Little Lies by Fleetwood Mac. Big Little Lies. Love that song.
Well, we have a very important message to bring you, so...
Listen up.
Listen up. Open thine ears.
If you take public transportation, good for you! You're helping to save the environment and money, too. Ka-ching!
But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it gets to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster.
And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money.
Ching.
For example, it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T. You'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air just for an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal.
Cha-ching!
A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Days, don't you worry anymore. 'Cause when life looks like easy street, there is danger at your door. Think this through with me. Let me know your mind. Whoa, oh, what I want to know. It's a buck dancer's choice, my friends. Better take my advice. You know all the rules by now and the fire from the ice. Will you come with me? Won't you come with me? Whoa, oh, what I want to know. Will I declare, have you seen the light? Their walls are built of cannonballs. Their motto is, don't tread on me. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come with me or go alone. He's come to take his children home. Same story the crow told me, it's the only one he knows. Like the morning sun you come, and like the wind you go. Ain't no time to hate, barely time to wait. Whoa, oh, what I want to know. In a silver mine, and I call it Beggar's Tomb. I got me a violin, and I beg you, call the tune. Anybody's choice, I can hear your voice. Whoa, oh, what I want to know. Uncle John's band by the riverside. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the
got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come on along and go alone. He's come to take his children home.
We're back. What did we hear?
Uncle John's Band.
By?
The Grateful Dead.
And we also heard Never Go Away by John Andrews and the Yawns.
Oh. Alright. Oh, yes. Your idea. Stop making lists. This is a massive idea. Can I guess?
Yes.
This is about... Wait, I actually don't have a good guess for this. Stop making lists. This is maybe a command to yourself to stop making, like, to-do lists that you won't complete, or stop being so rigid in ranking things. Or this is to the broader culture. But I think it's about... I think it's about you.
Mm-hmm. You'd be correct. This is sort of the issue I have of where hobbies turn to tasks.
Oh my god. I'm struggling with that right now.
Where I made a list of all the things that I want to do now that, you know, we finished school, we're in retirement, we have this lovely 2 weeks of bliss, and suddenly all these fun things, like reading, going for a run, knitting, all these things that I've been wanting to pick up, they feel like homework. They've taken on homework because they're on a list.
Yeah.
And it removes the choice of doing it. Of like, I'm going to do this because I want to. It's like, I'm going to do this because it's on a list.
Yeah.
And this is something I really struggle with because I know that if it wasn't on a list, I wouldn't do it. Well, actually, I don't know.
I don't know. It's hard. It's like, do you try, I guess what I'm trying to think about with this, because I'm having the same problem, is like, do I trust myself enough to like find the motivation to do it spontaneously? By like not listing it, and the answer to that is kind of no.
Shoot,
but it is really hard when it's on the list.
Yeah.
But I had something else I was gonna say about it, but I don't know.
What is on your list of things to do? In retirement.
In retirement, drawing. I just got those books out, and now that I put some money into it, I bought those new colored pencils. Now it's like I got it.
Yeah.
And I will. And I'm excited about it. Reading, I feel like I've been doing a good job. Reading and gym, I've been doing a good job of. But it's, like, the more creative stuff that I'm, like, not doing. Like, I want to learn new songs on the drums and get back to playing drums. Because I went and I played again for the first time in a while. I was like, I have lost some of what I used to have. I need to build that back up. But then it's, like,
it's not what they used to be.
That is homework.
Yeah. That's the hard thing.
And
but I've always struggled with this.
It's so easy to sit on the couch.
Oh my gosh, it's so easy to sit on the couch. But yeah, that's my idea, sort of what I'm thinking about in retirement.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop making lists.
It's sort of like stop making sense.
Yeah. One of my favorite albums.
Yeah.
So you know what's up.
Should we do your other ideas?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Noah's first idea. Digital gavel.
Okay. This is how I am presently surprised that we still have gavels. Real gavels.
Oh my gosh. Was this... Wait. Can I guess where this came from?
Yes.
Did this come from the Survivor auction?
No. This I had this idea like several weeks ago.
Okay.
But it's just like... It's really interesting. It's one of those things that you would think... would have been like phased out for something electronic or digital, just like in the age that we're in. It would be like some, I don't know, freaking bell that goes off in the courtroom, like ding or whatever. But it's like people
it's
are
like
still,
the school bell,
right? Like the school bell or like a fire alarm or like some sort of electromagnetic pulse that goes through the room or something. But like people hold on to that, and I think it's kind of endearing. It's like part of like, I don't know, it's like an important symbol and it means something, and like people invest seriousness into it. I don't know why I was thinking about this. I'm not really in a courtroom setting these days.
I'm wondering
maybe
what
jury
like,
duty.
I'm wondering what the origins of the gavel are. Like,
yeah,
why is it like
too.
A like a hammer?
Order.
Maybe
order.
It's because of order.
Order.
And right. Sort of.
It's probably easier to make a gavel than a lot of other noise making things.
They were like,
it's like I have wood. Because like making a bell. Oh,
it's like
metal.
A clown. It's like a clown nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The court is now in session.
Yeah.
So that's digital gavel.
Do you think if it was replaced by something digital, what do you think that sound would be?
I think it would be something really harsh, just because of like how the justice system is. I think it would be something like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Do you want to do your last one as well?
Sure.
Okay. This is Noah's last idea. Is a person annoying? ?
Yes. This is...
Wait, can I guess?
Yes.
This is sort of thinking... This is sort of a question that you're asking yourself. This is you deciding if someone is annoying.
Yeah.
And maybe it has to do with, like, is this person annoying you, or are you wearing, like, jeans and you don't want to be wearing jeans?
Oh, well, that's a very, like, generous way of thinking about it, I guess. I was kind of thinking about, like, sometimes you have to talk to a person a couple of times before you figure out if they are annoying. It's, like, sort of
to,
like...
To you.
To me.
To me.
To me. It's sort of like when you, you know, in, like, science class or when they were, like, teaching you about probability, it's, like, they had you, like, flip a coin, like, 100 times and then eventually, like maybe it starts, like...
Were you learning about probability in science class or math class?
Both. It was coming up. I was just thinking about, like, experiments. And it, like, maybe the percentage would start out, like, uneven. It'd be like, oh, I got heads 75% of the time because you had a small sample size, but then you keep flipping it in and, like, evens out.
Yeah.
And I think that can be the case with, like, your opinion on someone or, like, figuring out someone's vibe. It's like you just kind of have to go in a couple times and, like, figure out, like, oh, do I actually gel with this person? Is this person annoying me? Were they just having a bad day? Am I just having a bad day? Do I like this person? Do I not like this person? Because as I spend more time with them, I understand more about the situation. It's just, like, you kind of have to, like, test, and it's, like, it can be good or bad, because it's, like, okay, you're not writing someone off on the first go.
I do feel whatever you feel in the first 5 minutes towards a person will cloud how you assess them in future interactions, though.
Like, even if your opinion changes?
I think it is good to obviously have your opinion challenged if you didn't like a person, but maybe in the back of your head you'll always be like, remember when they said this.
True. Yeah. But, that will always cloud.
Which is really terrifying. Like,
yeah. It's like, I'm sure I've...
I've definitely made some bad first impressions.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. All right.
Okay.
Should we close it out?
Yeah, it's your song.
Thunder Road, Bruce Springsteen.
Hit it. Wait, we should probably say goodbye.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. We'll be back.
We'll be back. We'll be back. Okay.
We'll be back.
Oh my god. Not after that.
No.
Shoot. Okay. My name is Max.
My name is Noah.
This is Magoobie Radio Hour. And you're listening to 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So solemn.
Shoot.
All right. Here's some Bruce.
Screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling. What I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me. You can hide with your colors and study your pain. They cross the lovers. Summer praying in vain.
You're a rambler and a gambler.